What up, guys? It's your man, Austin. Welcome back to another great episode of The Lost Art. Remember, you guys can always reach me via email at thelostart@yahoo.com. Again, that's thelostart@yahoo.com. No spaces, no capitalizations, no numbers. thelostart@yahoo.com. So, it's funny. This episode's going to be excellent. And not that the other ones aren't, but I got a lot of really good material. So apparently my subject that I spoke about last time just opened the floodgates. I've gotten emails, I've gotten compliments, I've gotten some questions. I mean, just more dialogue than I've ever received. And so that's good. We're headed in the right direction then, because that's what I want. That's what's going to make this show better. If I hear nothing but crickets via email, via, you know, instant message, direct message on Instagram or Facebook, then I can't proceed to provide you guys with things that you want to hear and you want to talk about. So that's why I keep emphasizing you need to write in. Get off your lazy butts. Pick up your tablet, pick up your phone, you know, go to your desktop computer if you still have one, and just write me a quick email. It gives me so much material, I can't even begin to explain to you guys. So please, email me. If you don't like email, here's what you do. You are the voice piece for the show. If you keep coming back to me every week or every other week or how often I do this thing, and I'll get to that later. But if you keep returning to this show, you obviously like what I'm doing here. Tell your friends, tell your family members. I don't care. Tell anybody. Because the more listeners that I get constitutes more investment on my part. So there's only one way that I can reach out to you guys and you can reach out to me. Well, actually, there's two for me, one for you. Me, it's obviously through this app, doing this show and then doing email. You guys can only contact me through the email. If I get more listeners, then I can invest a little bit more into this podcast and make it a little bit more professional. Let's just be honest here. You know, I can have guests on. I can have callers call in during the show. You know, and there's ways and means that I can do that, you know, and let you guys know, whether that's doing a live Facebook feed or whatever, or Instagram, whatever. But you see what I'm getting at? So if you like the show, tell your friends, tell your family members. If there's a guy, and this again, this is a male perspective show, alpha male show, right? The Lost Art, you know, the Lost Art is being an alpha male in today's society, right? That's why it's called The Lost Art. So if there's a guy that's, you know, struggling, help him out. Help a brother out. Get him on this show. It's going to help him out. I wish I had a podcast back in 2012. That would have helped me out so much. I've listened to a few, but they never really hit home. So maybe that's all he needs. Maybe he just needs to be turned on this show and it helps him out. So get him on this show. He's having problems with this woman. Get him on this show. He doesn't know what to do with this woman. Get him on this show. See where I'm going with this? Make it happen. Because then I can make things happen for you. See, it's a give and a take. I'm a giver. I like to give. But, you know, I also need to get some, you know, I need to get some love too. So, with that being said, segment one, you know, we've been doing emails as long as I keep getting them. And I keep getting them. So that's great. That's good. I can address a lot of issues with these emails. And then that way it gives you guys an idea of what other people are thinking when they tune into the show. So, let's get to it. So, what do I got in my email? What do I got in my email? All right. So, this email comes from, let's see here, Amber in Alabama. Alabama, Auburn, Alabama. University of Alabama. What else is in Alabama? Not really much else, huh? Well, anyway, Amber in Alabama says, I just finished your latest show. It explains a lot. This show definitely shed some light on the subject for me. I can honestly say marriage never benefited me in any way. I felt like it stressed me out, cut my wings, and made me question my own worth. I don't even want to talk about it or talk about what it did to me financially. It was a really good show. Society also needs to realize that we don't belong to each other. We belong to ourselves, and it's okay to share your life with someone without becoming their property. Looking forward to the next show. Smiley face. Amber. Well, thank you, Amber, for writing that email. That's good to hear. So you see, guys, I mean, it's not just me feeling this. All right? It's not just me. You know, maybe there's some people that, like I said before on the last show when we talked about this, maybe marriage is for you. Maybe marriage is something that you want to attain in your life. Great. If that's what you truly, deep down in your heart, want, then I think you should do that. I don't have a problem with it. But here's the problem. There's so much pressure. There's so much expectation that you do get married, and that could be from your friends, that could be from your family members. We talked about, you know, friends who are married and kind of like how they want you to do what they did, you know, and that pressure and all that BS, right? Not everybody, you know, people have kind of started to come around on this because of the reasons mentioned in the last show. And especially, and this was a woman that emailed me. This isn't even a man. This is a woman that emailed me. And which, by the way, you guys got to step it up. I mean, this is a male perspective show. I would love to hear from men on this subject, and you guys are letting me down. So, I mean, let's go. Women, you guys are doing a good job. Keep it up. Keep writing in. But men, I mean, I know you guys don't like to communicate, right? Because I'm a male too. You know, oh, that was a good show, and then move on. No, give me something to work with. Let me know what you feel. Maybe you are fighting for marriage. Maybe you completely disagree with me on this subject. Write in. At thelostart@yahoo.com. But getting back to what I was saying, you know, we don't need marriage anymore. You know, there's certain things that I feel that can still be a part of our society that, you know, are from quote unquote, you know, the old world or, you know, back in the day or however you want to explain what happened, you know, in very, very past history. You know, obviously religion, you know, I think that obviously has a place in society. It provides us the moral compass. And I understand that. I think that's fine. You know, there's some people that say that religion is outdated, and I don't agree with that at all. But here's what I do feel that's outdated. I feel that marriage is outdated. I don't think you need marriage to attain happiness in the society that we live in today. I mentioned before my reasons why I don't feel that society promotes marriage. You know, I'm not going to go into all those things. You know, one being that you can get divorced online for $200 in like 15 minutes. The other being, you know, all the different websites and the Ashley Madisons. If you guys don't know what Ashley Madison is, it's real simple. It's basically a place where married people go to cheat on each other. That's how they market themselves. I mean, those things exist. I mean, it's nuts. You know, that didn't happen back in the 40s, 50s, 60s. You know, divorce was looked as taboo. Now it's like, oh, whatever. It's like, you know, break it up with somebody you went out with, you know, for 2 weeks. So, you know, I just don't think it's a necessary thing. And then we got into law and we got into all this other stuff, you know, right? We talked about child custody laws against the man. We talked about alimony, child support. Obviously, the man tends to make more, so he's having to pay all that. All of his assets get taken up. 50% of the assets go to her. And she may not even have worked for those. Maybe those are your assets. Well, doesn't matter. It's going to her. So there's not any real benefit. And then plus the fact of the matter is we don't want to work on this stuff. We get tired of it. We move on. You know, we don't communicate. Or you got married for the wrong reasons because you felt pressured. And that brings us back full circle, right? Being pressured into marriage. I mean, you heard the email. I read it word for word. She didn't feel that marriage benefited her at all. Now, she didn't get into why she got married. Maybe she felt pressured. Maybe there were some other things that were involved. I don't know. But it didn't benefit her. Now, am I saying that her opinion or her experiences dictate what everybody else should think and feel? No. I'm just telling you that there are commonalities between what I'm thinking, what she's thinking, and a lot of other people. And it shows in the statistics. You know, the statistics say, now this can be deceiving, but there's less people getting divorced. Well, here's the reason why. There's less people getting married. Why are less people getting married? Because of the whole conversation we've been having for the past 10 minutes. So, you know, that's the fact of the matter. That's what's going on. So this show is all about being honest with yourself. If you're honest with yourself, then you won't take offense to what I'm saying. If you get offended, you're listening to the wrong show, because I'm going to call out certain types of individuals, including myself, on behaviors that we need to improve upon so we can move on in this game called life. Because let's be honest, we don't have a long time here. Let's be as happy as we can. So why are we going to get into marriage whenever we know marriage isn't for us? Oh, because we want to satisfy somebody else. Well, why are you living for somebody else? That's my question. So, you know, we have to get past this thing of being a successful adult in the United States today means that we get married and we have a nice two-story house, ranch-style house with a white picket fence. Like, you know, and a dog. I mean, that maybe was the American dream that was sold to us back in the 50s, you know, after the war. But that's not how it is now. Newsflash, women can be more independent now. They don't need to rely on a man for income. Do they like that? Oh, absolutely they do. Do they want that? Yes, to a certain extent. Women want to, that's the number one thing women want. Women want security. They want to feel protected. They want to feel taken care of by their man. And that's maybe why a lot of them are driven to marriage. But is it a necessity? Absolutely not. If she's independent and she doesn't care, then she can live a great life and she can be with as many men as she wants to be, if that's her decision. She decides to be with somebody long-term, do they have to get married? No, they can, you know, have a mutual understanding and, you know, have a ceremony with rings that, you know, symbolize, you know, their commitment to each other. But we're going to get into more of that. You know, we're going to get into the fact of marriage doesn't guarantee monogamy or security. Or loyalty. You know, people will get into arguments with me all the time. I say marriage is just a piece of paper. It's a business document. It's a contract that gets the government involved in your personal and private affairs. That's what it is. It's a business contract. If you guys have ever owned a business, you know, it's a partnership agreement. That's what it is. That's what it is. And unfortunately, the men are suffering because everything pretty much by law is in favor of the woman. So, but that's an interesting perspective from a woman on marriage. I mean, I knew that women like that exist. I just, you know, haven't really heard that much about it. Now, I've heard about, you know, women getting screwed over in a divorce and a lot of other kind of stuff, like as far as being with the wrong person. But, as you know, that was very insightful to her. She was like, well, it never benefited me. I felt like I belonged to somebody and I don't feel that I shouldn't feel that I belong to somebody. It should be a partnership. At least that's what I interpreted out of it. All right. So what we're going to do on this episode is we're going to dig a little bit deeper into marriage because that seems to be a hot topic. I want to go through it some more. I don't think we're done with this yet. I don't think we're going to be done with this for a while. We'll talk about it. It's not going to be every episode, and then we'll come back to it later, but that's what I'm going to go through. We're going to go into more into marriage. We're going to go more into this topic, and this is going to be a very male perspective here. So the reason why I'm saying that, I mean, of course, everything that I say is from a male's perspective because this is a male perspective show, but I know that women listen. And so I want to obviously make this known to them so they kind of have, you know, they're kind of prepared. This is going to be a male perspective right here. Why in today's day and age, women don't value our opinions. They feel entitled. It's the two E's. It's expectations, high expectations, and it's going to be entitlement. And I got into this a little bit last show, but I'm really going to dive in. I had somebody write me something that literally was like, I told him, I said, this is 100% brilliant. The way that he worded it was the light bulb turned on. I mean, it was just like an epiphany. It was just like, wow, what a great take on this subject. And I was like, I got to use this. So I'm going to read you what he wrote. I'm not going to tell you who it is. Again, we're keeping everybody's name anonymous and everything like that. But let's just keep in mind that it's someone very close to me. So that might give you a hint, may not, I don't know. But man, what a quote. And then, so we'll get into that. And we're also going to get into, I'm actually going to bring in some, I guess you could say, quote unquote, celebrities into this marriage conversation. We're going to bring a little bit of pop culture into this, and I'm going to explain why that's relevant to what we're talking about. So please make sure you guys stick around because I'm bringing the fire today. This is going to be some good stuff. You're not going to want to miss it. So again, thank you for joining me here on The Lost Art, and I'll see you guys in a few minutes. What up, guys? It's your man, Austin. We're back for segment two. And so what I want to do on this segment is I'm going to go ahead and put marriage kind of in the next segment because I want to kind of break it up. I don't want to just like start out with marriage. I want to kind of break it up. Let's first go ahead and let's rewind a little bit and let's get to what you have to do in order for marriage to happen. And that is to be in a relationship, right? You start out, you date, you're in a relationship. And so this is kind of, this past week, I've experienced a lot of instances where we're having really, really big issues, at least the people that I've been associating with and family members and stuff like that. There's just been a lot of hard stuff going on. And, you know, I don't know if you guys have ever seen the meme where it talks about it's cuffing season. And so preseason starts pretty much in August. And then you have, after preseason, you have your regular season. So the dating season kind of really starts kind of like October. Then you're in December and January and like you're really into it. And then the playoffs start at the end of January and go into February. And then February 14th is the Super Bowl, right? That's the finals. And there's a big joke about that. And there's a lot of people that I've noticed that are starting to get tired of their spouse. Or get tired of their girlfriend or boyfriend. And that could be because of this whole COVID thing. They're stuck with them and they can't get any separation. And, you know, I've talked about how important it is to have separation in a relationship. It's very healthy. But, you know, that could be attributed to it. It's just, you know, people just kind of like, you know, they're in this feel-good mood and feel-good vibe because, you know, they got together with somebody and then there's Thanksgiving and you go over and you meet their parents, you know, Thanksgiving dinner, and then you go over for Christmas and the same thing and you exchange presents and oh, isn't life wonderful? You know, and then we go into New Year's and we start out the New Year with our bae, right? And we're feeling good. All these good vibes are happening. And then we get to Valentine's Day. Then after Valentine's Day, then it's like, oh, then like, you know, the honeymoon's over. And then it's like, okay, now I'm not dating the representative anymore. I'm actually dating this person. And if you're wondering, well, what does dating the representative mean? Well, we always put our best foot forward in any situation, whether that's in business or personal relationships, because we want to make a good first impression, right? So if you're dating somebody and you get in a relationship with them, the very, you know, first 4 or 5 months, everything's great. Everything's hunky-dory. There's no problems. You love each other, right? Or you're thinking that you're going to get to that point of loving them. And they're the greatest person ever, and they do all this stuff for me. And then after that, it, you know, it wears off. The honeymoon phase wears off, and then now you get to date really who they are. You get to see how they react to certain things, how they react to obstacles, how they react to the same daily grind. Are they the same person that they were whenever you first started? You know, a lot of people start off on a great foot, and then they let themselves go, and they've gained weight. They're depressed. For whatever reason, things may not work out, you know, and you got to be there for them. You know, you got to support them through it. And if you don't provide them support, then they feel that, you know, that's an issue. And, you know, there's lots of different ways I can go with this, but I'm just kind of painting you guys a picture here. So what I've noticed, and this is actually, it's kind of ironic that it's happened to me. There's three people that came to me, all women, and talked about what problems they're having. And the number one problem, and this is what I find out, and this doesn't surprise me at all. The number one problem that each one of them have, and then this is, in my opinion, this problem is the number one reason why there's difficulty in relationships, period. This is the main cause of it. The number one problem is that the woman feels that they're not getting enough attention, which then translate into enough respect, which then translate into, well, he's not into me anymore. Okay? That's, in my opinion, what the number one reason why relationships start to go on that decline. They've reached the apex, now we're going down. Now, before I get into all this stuff, The number one question I always ask him is, I don't blame them. I'm not looking to them. But I always ask him, well, what's changed with you? What's changed with you in the past, I don't know, a few months? And so some of them will say nothing. Some will say, well, I haven't been able to get to the gym as much. I put on some pounds. He's not attracted to me anymore. Well, okay, let's stop right there. If that's the case, is that a him problem or is that a your problem? Because it's not the guy's fault. If the guy's maintaining himself, he's staying in shape. You know, he didn't gain that 10 to 15 pounds of relationship weight. You know, he's maintained pretty well and you haven't, then that's the reason why. That's a your problem. That's not a him problem. Okay? You know as well as I do that men are visual creatures. We're visual. If our woman's not looking good, if you're not looking as good as when we met you, then yeah, we're not going to be attracted to you over the course of time. Okay? We have to be visually stimulated. Sorry, that's how it is. Just like you, just like women, I shouldn't say you, but just like women have to have constant attention. Let's just call a spade. Women need a lot of attention. And then a lot of women are like, no, I don't need a lot of attention. I just need to know that he cares. Well, then why are these women coming to me saying that he's not giving them any attention? Right. All of a sudden that changes, doesn't it? He doesn't spend enough time with me. Well, there's so many things that go on with a man, and I'm not saying that there isn't anything that goes on with a woman, but I'm just trying to make it clear. What goes on with a man is a man needs to have his space. A man needs to make sure that he's handling his business. Okay? If he has goals, then those things come first. Because if he doesn't accomplish his goals, he's not going to feel any self-worth, which in turn is not going to make him feel good about himself, which in turn isn't going to make him feel like he's worth something to you, women. So that's kind of like that perspective there, all right? The other thing is that, you know, I talked about this. Men, we have been bred since our existence to spread our seed, which means multiple women. being with one woman, whether your man wants to admit it or not, if he denies it, he's lying. But men look at other women because we're visual creatures. It's within us. Okay? It's not an excuse. That's how we're programmed. We're programmed to spread our seed. So if we are with somebody for an extended period of time, I don't know what extended period of time is, 6-7 months or higher, I guess, maybe. Let's just use that. You know, we're going to want to have different stuff. You know, if you keep eating the same thing every week, you're going to want to change it up, right? If you keep eating cheeseburgers every week, you're going to want to have, I don't know, some chicken. You're going to want to have some pizza. You're going to want to have some tacos, right? You want to alternate it to keep it spicy, right? Well, it's kind of the same way. When you get settled down in a relationship and you're out and, you know, and this is going on for an extended period of time, you know, I'll just be frank with you guys. It gets old after a while. There has to be something that's introduced into the relationship that keeps it fresh and keeps it spicy. I don't care what it is. I don't know if, you know, if you guys are doing, you know, things in the bedroom, switch that up. If it's, you know, we haven't gone anywhere for a while, go on a trip. Like, there has to be something that keeps it new and exciting, because otherwise, if it's not new and exciting, then, you know, we're going to get bored. And I don't think that's just with men. I think that's with women too. All right. But, you know, that's where we're coming from. We have to be visually stimulated. There has to be something fresh. And that has to come from both ends. That's not just, you know, a woman has to, that's her job to do that. You know, we men have to fix that too. You know, we have to do things that are out of the ordinary and be creative to keep it spicy too. Because let's be honest here, guys. If there's someone that's willing to offer it to you and the person that you're with isn't providing it, you're going to leave and go with that person, right? And I guess you could say that's the grass is greener on the other side. But if it's not getting done and you've communicated that it needs to be done in order for you to be happy and it still doesn't get done, then there's going to be drastic measures taken. People are going to leave because whether they perceive it or not, whether it's true or not, then they might be able to attain what you can't provide them. But let's get back on this subject. Well, we're still on the subject, but let's get kind of back to the main focus. The main focus is that these women are saying that the men aren't paying enough attention to them. They don't care. They don't do this. They don't do that. Well, again, it starts with you. What have you done? Now, if you're doing your job, ladies, then yeah, the man has to respond to that. If he's not responding to that, you have to find out why. You have to have a talk with him. And you need to communicate this. You can't be, you know, love women throwing up signs. They'll throw up signs every which way. Women, we don't see them. We're blind. We got blinders on. We don't see it. You have to come to us and you have to say in a very basic form, what is going on? Why aren't you normal? Why aren't you yourself? Don't throw out these signs. Don't be passive aggressive. You have to do that. If you try to rely on signs and passive aggressiveness, we're not picking up on it, period. I don't care how much you think that we have to read this. How come he can't read me? How come he doesn't get it? Well, it's because it's ambiguous to us. All right? You're wearing camouflage in the jungle. We can't see you. You need to come and say things in very basic terms for us to understand what it is that's bothering you or what's bothering us or what you think is bothering us. All right? So that's a step. And men, you know, you have to do the same thing with your woman. You have to go ahead and you have to say, okay, look, the reason why I'm this way is because, and then voice your concern. If you're afraid, then you need to become unafraid. Be a man. You're an alpha male. Take charge. That's what she wants. She wants you to take charge. So if you're not happy with the way things are going, you need to tell her that. And we're very good about telling you that, ladies, because we don't play these games of passive aggressive and throwing up, you know, clues here and there and, you know, saying everything's fine when it's not fine. We don't do any of that crap. We're very straight to the point, or we don't say anything at all. It's one of those two things. So, man, you need to step up, be the alpha male and take control and say, hey, look, this is what's going on. This is why I'm acting the way I am, or this is why I'm upset. This is why I'm not responding to you. And then you guys can figure it out from there. All right? But The problems that we're facing here with ladies not feeling that their men's giving them enough love is because of communication gap, things are getting stale, or you're not the same person visually that you were at the start of the relationship, ladies. You packed on a few pounds and he's not attracted to you anymore. So he's not responding to you in ways that you want him to. I mean, that's what it is. You know, or like I said, you got to switch things up. You had to switch things up either in the bedroom. You got to switch things up, you know, adventure-wise, go, you know, do another activity, you know, do something together, you know, figure that out. But something needs to change. Okay. Now, let me get into the two E's that I mentioned before the end of, or the end of the segment one. This is another big one, ladies. And whether you want to admit this or not, it doesn't really make any difference. This is what I call just straight up facts. The two E's are a killer. Killer on relationships. The two E's are expectations and entitlement. For some reason, and this could be a lot to do with, you know, the Me Too movement, the radical feminism, going into popular culture, into our TVs, into our radios, all that kind of stuff. Women have become more entitled and more, their expectations become so high that no man will ever reach them. All right. And here's how I can support this. All right. And here's where that quote, I'm calling it the quote of the year, because it hits the head on so in so many different ways. So men, if you're listening, you know that I know for a fact you're going to love this. Women, you're probably not going to like this so much, but this is what I'm calling straight truths. This is the straight truths. And it's not just me. It's not just where I got this quote from. I'm going to basically speak on all men here. I'm going to say it. This is the first time. This is history, ladies and gentlemen. I'm speaking for the male race. All right. So get ready. Get your popcorn ready. Get your coffee. Get your bourbon. Light up a cigar. Sit back and listen to this. All right. And I quote. You ready? Here we go. Again, keep in mind the two E's when I'm reading this. Biggest problem between women and men today, they can't see our point of view at all. And they means women. It's all about what they want. And the second we don't give them exactly what they want, we are not good men. Even when they don't know what they want, well, what about what we want? Is that not important? Women want a man from the 50s, but don't want any of the responsibilities that women carried back then. Very true. It's become such a double standard and such a norm amongst the females of today's society. They want a man, but demasculate their men by constantly correcting and expressing disappointment with every single decision that they don't agree with. It's nearly impossible to be in the right for more than a couple of days. I experience this weekly. I wonder what things would be like if men chose to voice all of the daily things we don't agree with or like. Pretty sure they wouldn't be very happy if the tables were turned. Pretty sure they would just go and find some of that greener grass on the other side of the fence. Mic drop. That's the reason why, men, we feel the way that we do. There's more of this bull. I caught myself there. I'm trying to keep this a family-friendly show, even though, you know, this isn't geared towards families. But all this BS is summed up right there. It's such double standards, right? Mentions that. Greener grass, demasculate. I mean, doesn't that sound like what, you know, when I first started this podcast, isn't that what it sounded like? You know, we started going through all that stuff. Advertisements, denouncing masculinity. We talked about toxic masculinity and all that crap. You know? I mean, that summed it up. I mean, I'm going to read that so many more times because it just struck a chord with me. And that's what men are facing, and women, whether they want to admit it or not, are doing this. Now, again, I'm going to say my famous quote that I always say on every podcast: is my experience the same as everybody else's? No. Are you the exception to the rule? Probably, or maybe not, I don't know. But are there exceptions to rule? Yes. Does what I say on this show, is this law? No. Again, this is a male perspective show. I'm going by what men in general are experiencing. But women, if the reason why your man's upset with you, that's probably the reason why, is because you can't let him be a man. You can't let him make decisions. He can't make mistakes. Let's get into the two E's. High expectations and entitlement. Let me give you guys an example. The things that women say that men don't do, like he doesn't do the little things. He doesn't do the little things that make a big deal. Well, here's the reason why he does or he doesn't do it. Maybe at first, when you first got together, maybe he was doing those things. Maybe he's visiting you at work and bringing you by lunch. Maybe he's taking you out to a nice dinner somewhere. Maybe he's arranged a day for you guys to go hiking. And then at the top of the mountain, he brought a backpack with him and he has a picnic basket in there and you guys have a picnic. You know, those are some of the little things that, you know, make a big difference with women, right? Calling them up in the morning and telling them, you know, have a good day, or texting them, you know, have a good day. If we do that once, all of a sudden that becomes an expectation. Oh yeah, men, you hear me on this? You feeling me on this one? The second he doesn't do it when you want to do it, all of a sudden it's, he doesn't care about me anymore. Oh, he doesn't love me anymore. Oh, there must be another girl because he used to do that all the time. Well, guess what, ladies? It's not all about you. The fact that he's done it should be enough. He's going to do it again. He's just not going to do it every day or every week. Because guess what? It becomes an expectation. Then here comes the entitlement. Well, he should have been doing that for me because at the beginning of the relationship, he was doing that all the time. Well, come on, really? Was he doing it all the time? Maybe it was every other week. You know, maybe it was once a month. But, you know, women tend to exaggerate those things. But that's why men shouldn't do it all the time, is because now it's an expectation. Now, you can't come back from that, gentlemen. If you're treating her like a princess every single day, and the first day, the first minute, the first hour, you don't do it, then there's, well, what the hell? Well, you have to be wise with your generosity. You can't spoil them too much, because then it becomes the expectation. Now, does that go the opposite direction? Absolutely it does. If women are cooking for you and cleaning for you, you need to do the dishes, you need to clean up the house, you know, if you're living together, which, by the way, don't do that until you're engaged. But you need to reciprocate too. But it seems, I'm saying it seems from my perspective, that the scales are tipped in the favor of the woman being entitled and having these high expectations. I wish I would have saved the quote that I saw on Facebook about this girl. This girl put on there that she was never going to find a guy that was going to meet her checklist and meet these expectations. And I'm like, who the hell are you? Who turned you into the queen of the world? You got to earn that. And that's what's messed up. These women expect to be put on this pedestal from day one. Well, excuse me, I don't know who you are. You got to earn that. You want all this equality. How come when it's time to reciprocate, you don't want anything to do with it? And it goes back to maybe like the first date, right, guys? You're sitting there on the first date. She's expecting you to pay. She's expecting you to make the decisions on where to go to dinner. She's expecting you to plan out the date. But then when it's time for her to pitch in, she don't want to do nothing. And that's kind of how it transcends, gentlemen. You get in a relationship, then all of a sudden you're doing all these things, and then the minute that it stops, then all of a sudden you don't care. You're a piece of crap. You don't make the effort anymore. It's messed up. And that's where it's gone. And unfortunately, gentlemen, that's where we are right now. Our opinions really don't matter. It's what she wants. Just like that quote said, it's about what they want, when they want. And even when they don't know, they still want it. They don't know what they want, but they still want it. Doesn't that sound like a woman, guys? Then all of a sudden, we're the bad guys. We're the lazy ones. Well, I'll say this. If you're going to be in a relationship, both parties have to have benefit. You have to provide value. And if that doesn't happen, it doesn't happen. Okay? So, you know, and again, I don't know where these women get this entitlement. I don't know where these women get these expectations from. Well, I kind of do. And I spoke about this in a past podcast. There's idiot guys who are willing to break their back to please them. And so they let them do it. But here's the thing that they don't understand. Women don't respect guys that do that. They like it, but they don't respect them. And then they get bored. Then they go after the bad boy that doesn't pay him any attention because, well, that's a hit on their ego. How come this guy isn't paying attention to me? How come this guy won't take me out? How come this guy won't do this? How come this guy won't do that? They're intrigued because most men, unfortunately, in today's society, are trained to try to please the woman at all costs. And that's where you lose the game. You've already lost. They want to see how far they can push you. Remember we talked about the shit test? So once women realize that you're going to do anything for them, when they snap their finger or they complain a little bit, then you've lost their respect. Period. You have to be strategic on these things. Should you treat your woman well? Of course. Should you respect them? If they've earned it. So you're in a relationship. You need to make sure that you do those special little things that she loves. You have to space that out. You can't do it all the time because then all of a sudden they become entitled and their expectations get higher. And keep in mind, we're already behind the eight ball here because they're already coming in with high expectations and entitlement because the last guy that they were with enabled them to behave that way. That's why the shows exist. It's to inform gentlemen like yourselves on how to get what you want with the least amount of resistance. The reason why the term nice guys finish last happens is because it's true. Women will never admit it. They'll never admit it because they don't want to admit that they're attracted to, and what turns them on is bad boys. Guys that treat them like crap. They love it. They can't help themselves. When they say, oh, that guy, you know, my latest ex-boyfriend was a jerk. He was a jerk. He was a piece of crap. Well, you were the one that was attracted to him because it turned you on. And it's like, well, I've grown now. I've matured now. I don't go after bad boys anymore. Yes, you do. They may not be wearing a nose ring and drive a Harley or something like that, you know, like the typical persona of a bad boy, but he's a bad boy in other ways. He ignores your texts. You know, if you go on a date, you guys have a little fun the next few days, maybe a week, he doesn't call you back. You can't help it. You're addicted. And I know a lot of women are shaking their heads who are listening. But that's the truth. That's the fact of the matter. But again, guys, we have to deal with these high expectations and this entitlement in a way where we give them what they want, but we're not giving them what they want all the time. Because like I said, you've lost the game because they're not going to respect you anymore. They're not going to respect a guy who's a pushover. Women are never like that. I don't care what woman you are. You don't respect a man who you can tell what to do and he does it. If you tell him to jump and he says how high, you don't have any respect for him. I think we can all agree on that one. All right? But this is a real thing, guys. You know, and oh, by the way, the person who had that quote has been in a relationship for like 3 years with the same person. So it's not just he's dating around and blah, 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 blah. He's been faithful to this person for a long time. And that's still his take. I mean, isn't that incredible? So when it comes to guys, you know, and here's the thing that I forgot to mention. If a guy's not doing, you know, if a guy is not doing his or her part, or a guy his or her part, sorry, I got a little confused there. I had like two ideas in one, and then I just kind of got off kilter there. If the guy isn't doing his part and the woman is doing her part, then yes, that's a problem. And again, you need to communicate to your man about that. If he's unwilling to change, then you are in a huge conundrum, because if you're married, then all of a sudden you have a marriage to think about. If you're in a relationship, that's real easy. If, you know, and it has to be within reason, okay? It has to be within reason. Because again, high expectations, high entitlement. But, you know, if you're cooking dinner and everything like that and he's not helping clean up, yeah, that's an issue. You know, if you're maintaining your looks and you're working out and he's just kind of sitting on the couch drinking beer and watching TV and he's not keeping up with you and he doesn't want to work out with you, or at least he's not doing his part on maintaining his physical appearance, then yeah, that's an issue. You have to address that too. Now, I'm not a marriage counselor. That's not what this show's for, but you know, obviously the communication is there. And like I said, if you've already communicated with him and he's still refusing to do it, then, you know, I don't know. Like I said, switch things up in the bedroom, go on some trips, you know, find some kind of mutual interest that you guys have. I mean, I don't know, but something's got to be done. But women, you know, I think I can speak for all guys. You need to lower these princess expectations. This isn't a Disney movie. You're not Ariel or Cinderella or Snow White or anybody else. This is the real world. Okay? You guys all want equality. Let's have some equality here. Listen to your man. He may not communicate as well as you want him to, but his voice still needs to be heard. If his opinion doesn't matter, and that seems to be a reoccurring trend, especially in America, then you're basically saying his opinion doesn't matter at all and you're just going to do what you want. And guess what? You're not going to have a man for that long. And if you have a man, he ain't happy. So you need to reel it back. You need to get down to reality here. Quit talking to your girlfriends and what they're doing. Quit comparing yourselves. Quit comparing your relationships to theirs. You go with your own. Stay in your lane. Keep your man happy, and I'm really confident 8-9 times out of 10, he's going to take care of you. You know, we always have to have the outlier. We always have to have, you know, at least that one person or two person that won't do it anyway, even if you are good to him. But, you know, that's pretty good odds, 80 to 90%. You take care of your man, he'll take care of you. But I don't know. That's all I can really say. I mean, we're not trying to change the world here, but I mean, women, we gotta have some more realistic expectations. And the self-entitlement stuff, I mean, I don't know what was put in your head. Like I said, too many Disney princess movies or whatever you think the man should do, you need to get that out of your head and you need to start learning how to meet him in the middle and take what he says and value what he says. Because we have a lot of really unhappy couples, and that seems to be the number one reason. High expectations and self-entitlement on the women's part. So that's all I have for segment two. We're going to get into a little bit more here on Lost Art. We're going to get into a little bit of marriage and some other great stuff. So please stick around. And again, of course, you can always email me whether you agree or disagree. I'd love to hear from you at thelostart@yahoo.com. Stick around for more and I'll see you in a few. What's up, guys? It's segment three. It's your man, Austin. We're back here on The Lost Art. So, high expectations and entitlement. Those are two deadly combinations. And unfortunately, in today's society, women have high expectations and this self-entitlement. And, you know, we talked a little bit about why that is. You know, we can talk about, you know, the toxic masculinity movement, radical feminism, the Me Too, all that kind of stuff. And, you know, the thing that's detrimental to it is because I don't really think that women feel that way. The problem is that it's been projected so much into mainstream culture that they've kind of adopted a little bit of that. That's a better way to put it. Now, again, do I think all women think that way? Absolutely not. Do I think that in general, there's a large portion of women that do? Yeah, because there's a lot of people experiencing it. But there are exceptions to the rule, absolutely. Unfortunately, those women get thrown underneath the bus because, you know, we have to deal with that type of mentality on a daily basis. And so that was the point of that segment. And actually, I want to kind of extend that segment a little bit, if you don't mind. Well, it's my show, so I'm going to go ahead and say yes. I want to give you guys two examples that I experienced. So remember the quote that I read you guys last segment? That same person and I dealt with somebody online, obviously a female. She had the entitlement going. She had these expectations high. I do want to read a little bit of what happened. So I'm going to kind of read you the thread here. So to kind of give you guys a background, this woman online was talking about, basically she was kind of bashing men and basically saying how they've basically become useless to her and they're not men anymore and where have all the good men gone? I mean, again, how many times do I have to hear where have all the good men gone? So, of course, I interject and I say my piece and, well, we can't do that because, and this goes right back to what I was saying, right? This, it all comes full circle, doesn't it? When it comes to a male's opinion, females in general don't care, flat out. They denounce our opinion. And so that's exactly what she did. And so the other person got in and it was like, whoa, 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 like, you know, it goes the other way too. And he provided some good insight. Well, she then went ahead and started going off. And it's like, you can't have an adult conversation. You always have to be right. And it's like all this stuff is just kind of coming full circle. And I know that's not my only experience, but I'm just saying it just solidifies it about how messed up the situation is between men and women nowadays. Women really, I mean, in large part, women really don't find a man's opinion very valuable. And when you try to approach them in an adult conversation, they fire off, they get, you know, really emotional, the argument gets really heated, and it's okay for them to throw out the insults and for them to start arguing their points. But then when it's time for the man to speak, well, I didn't want to hear it. I don't want to hear it. It's, you know, and then they call you a name. They insult you. Well, you know, how do we ever let it get to this point? I mean, I don't know. But here's the thread. So, you know, someone close to me says, you know, and this is in the thread that I'm reading. I'm speaking to him and me. Vacuum and I'll love you. That's what she was basically saying in so many words. And I said, you know, that's very typical. And it says, I put the prototype of the modern American woman wants all the benefits, but none of the work. And then he replies, right. And what a sales pitch. She really sounds like she deserves someone that would wait on her hand and foot. Not like a woman that complains more than she's grateful. Sheesh. And I, you know, went with my philosophy. I said it's the two E's, entitlement and expectations. Both are so high that no human on earth could reach them. Cinderella syndrome. Oh, and it's the classic, well, I can't handle being called out. I'm going to insult you and immediately tell you that you're unfit for children, because how in the world can you raise children since you're a man? This is so predictable. I mean, so that's literally what she said. I forgot about that. She basically said that he was unfit to be a man that raises a child, and she referenced a daughter. Well, little does she know, he does have a daughter, and he raises her just fine. She's smart. She has A's in school. Very well-mannered. Probably one of the most well-mannered kids that I've ever been around. So, but you see what I'm saying? I mean, it's so skewed. This is so skewed. Blah, 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 blah. She blocked me. I can't respond to her. See, so, you know, and here's another quote that he said. They can call anyone out, but can't have an adult conversation about anything. But I'm the immature one. I mean, and then he goes off and he gives me that quote that I read you. I mean, it's just, this is what we're experiencing, women, if you're listening. This is real. We're not making this up. A man won't make this up. Trust me. This is too much effort for us. If we were to make this up, this is like way too much effort for us. You know, we're busy doing other stuff. Last thing we want to do is have issues. But I mean, if we're at the point where we can't even have an adult conversation because you don't want to listen to our opinion, because you don't value it and you don't think that we have anything to offer to the conversation, this is a real issue. And again, it starts with the two E's. You need to fix it. It's killing your interaction with men. It's killing your relationships. Where have all the good men gone? Well, they don't want to hang out with you because you have the two E's. He's trying to find a woman that doesn't have the two E's. That's what's going on. If that's the answer, if that's the real answer you want to hear, that is the answer, by the way. The reason you can't keep a man is because you have the two E's. Alpha males, we'll take control. We'll do everything that we can. But if you have the two E's, it's worse than having the damn coronavirus at this point. We're not going to put up with it. Now, a beta male will stick around. A beta male will stick around and deal with all that crap. And see, and that's where I think that this all stems from. You have these beta males that enable this behavior. And so whenever you date an alpha male, well, it doesn't work on an alpha male. It doesn't work. But guess what? It worked in the past, so you try it anyway, don't you? Yeah, tell me how those results work out. They don't. So, a little bit, you know, just a little bit more depth on that. Now, the other thing I wanted to address before I move on to marriage is I want to address two situations. One situation, we're going to call this Woman A, and the other one we're going to call Woman B. Woman A makes well above six figures. Woman A works out. Woman A cooks dinner. Woman A cleans the dishes. Man isn't participating, isn't reacting, isn't going out of his way to put any effort in. Now, again, I've only heard this from one party. Guess which party that is. But this individual that I know wouldn't make up stories. She's very level-headed, very smart, very goal-oriented. I trust what she says is true. She doesn't exaggerate. See, now that situation's different from Woman B. Woman B isn't maintaining her physical appearance. She hasn't worked out since she's gotten together with this individual. They stay in all the time. They don't do activities together. They cohabitate and they're not engaged and they're not married. They don't really share much as far as communication is concerned. All right. So that situation's a little bit different, isn't it? So when you compare the two, Woman A has a legit gripe about this. Now, Woman A is married. I forgot to put that little stipulation in there. Woman A is married. Woman B isn't married. Woman A is unsatisfied because her husband isn't reciprocating in the form of maintaining his physical appearance and working out, not cleaning the dishes, not helping around the house, not doing little things. Now, woman A has a legitimate gripe. Okay? That's completely different than woman B, who isn't doing her part. You see the difference? Woman B isn't maintaining her physical appearance. Woman B wasn't like how she was at the beginning of the relationship. Woman B didn't go out, isn't going out as much. She wants to stay in more. So you've gained weight. You don't want to go out and do anything. Well, big surprise that the guy is lacking interest. Okay? So maybe that puts it into a better perspective for you guys. I can see woman A's point of view. Yes, the man needs to fix whatever it is that he needs to fix. But again, that's why marriage is really tough, because again, men have an innate desire to go spread his seed. If we're with somebody for a very long time, they can get boring physically. Even though she's in a magical condition. I mean, the woman is a freaking stallion. Still, it's still the same. I don't know how else to explain it. I mean, it sounds bad and it is kind of bad, but that's the way it is. That's why I think marriage is, you know, you got to really think about that. Oh, it's tough. That's a tough one. Like I said, I'm not a marriage counselor. I feel bad for that, for woman A. Woman B, that's different. That's an easy fix. Woman B is just not doing her part. Woman B is expecting a little bit too much out of her man because she's not doing her thing. So that's the difference. That was the difference I was trying to make there. I want to clarify that. So it does come in different forms. But when I talk about expectations and entitlement, I'm talking about women who are in the dating scene. Okay? So if you have the two E's, you best need to figure out how to get rid of those vowels, because, man, that is such a detriment to any relationship. No guy is going to want to stick around for that. And he's going to see it if he's an alpha male. Right, alpha males? Yeah. All right. So let's get into the marriage segment part. So we talked last time about marriage and all that kind of stuff. And, you know, I answered a marriage question at the beginning of the show on the email. Well, I wanted to read this. Now, I forget where I got this from. I think I was listening to, either it was either Patrice O'Neill, Tom Likas, or the MGTOW, one of the MGTOW channels. And again, that's men going their own way. And that's going to be a topic for the next episode, so stick around for that one. We're going to get into a lot of MGTOW. But I wanted to address marriage because it was a hot topic and I still wanted to talk about it. So let's get into that part. So let me read you this quote. And I thought this is an excellent quote. This is an episode of quotes all of a sudden. So the quote is, "This is all about the individual. Marriage was not a concocted institution to begin with, not in line with natural law, but as a human constraint. It's more about responsibility in a relationship. Too many people are so afraid to be alone and are willing to jump from one relationship to another relationship to another relationship in all the hopes of following along with the social norm and do what they think they're supposed to do." Wow, that sounds really, really very, very familiar with what I was just talking about at the beginning of the show. I'll continue. "All while not really fulfilling who they are as themselves." Wow. Okay, so I talked about being your 100% perfect self before you get into a relationship, and that's literally what they're saying. That's kind of funny. "People are in relationships and bring their own baggage to something and expect someone else to accept that and be okay, and vice versa. If people spend their time growing and focusing just on who they were and not into a partnership with another human who shared in the same thought process as them, relationships would tend to last. And in that process, if they have children, they share in the responsibilities of a child, whether that's as a married couple or not. We move too far as a society to continue holding on to ancient rituals and outdated systems of union. Everybody wants to blame it on the institution of marriage falling apart instead of looking at the individual. And everybody who reads this above meme statement is doing it from their cell phone that they use to skim through websites and dating sites and posting tons of selfies of themselves, typically to get more attention. So it's each person's responsibility to develop a better scenario. Maybe we should just go back to more arranged marriages. How fun. End quote. I mean, that couldn't be more right on with my view of it. I mean, that's the cold hard truth. That's the cold hard facts. How many times have I said on this show, you have to be your 100% perfect self in order to be in a successful relationship? How many times? How many times did I say that marriage is basically a social constraint? It's the quote unquote norm. They're looking for somebody else to fill a hole that they themselves can't fill. Well, that's, you're destined for failure. How many times have I said at the beginning of the show, continue to hold on to ancient rituals and outdated systems of union. That's what marriage is today, guys. Why do you think whenever you speak to a married person on how their marriage is and what they think of marriage, they don't really have a whole lot of really good things to say? That's me anyway. That's been my experience. Gentlemen, you feel the same way? I mean, I don't hear the enthusiasm in their voice or the smile on their face or their mannerisms that show that marriage is something that I really want to dive into. Oh, we addressed that last episode. It isn't a man's dream to get married. That's a woman's dream. They somehow got you into believing their dream, and then you lost your dream somewhere because you compromised and you're not happy. Oh, that's what happened. Yeah. See how this all ties together, guys. It's a full circle. You have to do these things. They're like integral parts of an equation. You have to have certain parts of an equation balance out in order to solve it. I mean, that was a little too mathematical. But it's true. You have to be your 100... I can't say it another way than this. You have to be your 100% perfect self. You have to be fine with where you're at in life, have all your goals, you know, pretty much all your goals attained in order to be good for somebody else. Because they're getting the best version of you. You can't fake that. Is it okay that, you know, that you're working on something and somebody wants you to support you? Absolutely. But here's my experience, guys. How many times do you're going towards a goal and a woman says that she supports you, and then some time goes by, then all of a sudden, that's not really important anymore. What's important to her is what she's thinking and what she's feeling, right? Women and their feelings. Well, I feel that, and then insert whatever. Well, I just think it's funny that, oh man, get ready for a 2-hour long conversation that's one-sided. Unfortunately, that's what it is. And guess why she's like that? She's like that because she isn't complete herself. There's things about her that she needs to work on. But she's with you because she's trying to fill a hole that she herself can't fill or hasn't been able to fill yet. Well, she shouldn't be in a relationship to begin with, right, guys? So it's mind-boggling to me. Like, I don't know, maybe it's just me, but in my perspective, I think people are crazy if they try to get into a relationship and they're not ready for it. You know, people that just go from relationship to relationship to relationship. Like, you know these people, right? They're relationship people. There was one guy, you know, we've seen them, guys, haven't we? The girl that's always in a relationship. She's dating one guy, she dumps the next guy, and like a week later, it hasn't even been a week, the dust hasn't even settled, and she's going with somebody else. Those are the ones you want to stay away from. Because that screams insecurity. That screams, I need somebody to make me happy. Not want, need. And that's a problem. Those are the red flags, gentlemen, that you need to look out for. If she's complaining that you don't spend enough time with her and you're doing everything on, you're honestly doing this, you're honestly giving her as much time as you can, but she's still not happy, then it's not going to work out. You know, if you're doing something really important to you and you have goals and you are honestly working hard on those goals and she's complaining that you're not spending enough time with her because you're pursuing those goals, then you need to dump her immediately. I don't care how good the sex is. You need to dump her immediately because it's never enough. Does that sound like somebody you want to be with? Somebody that's not going to support your goals because they feel that they need more time? No, absolutely not. It's just like friends. Friends will be there, you know, in good times. Where are they at when in the bad times? Whenever you need a favor from them, are they there? Will they move you? You know a good friend if they'll help you move. Especially in the middle of the heat in Phoenix. And I have some really good friends because I've had about 4 or 5 good friends that helped me move in the dead heat of Phoenix somewhere in a U-Haul that I had to rent. You know, I'm a realtor. Whenever a friend, you know, you'll know if you have really good friends whenever your friends, quote unquote, want you to sell their house. Or if they're looking for a house, they're using you. That's how you know you have good friends. And a good girlfriend. Now, what I mean by that is, if you have a good girlfriend, she's honestly there to support you no matter what it is that you do. Short of killing somebody. If your goal is to kill people, then yeah, I can see why she wouldn't want to support that. But if you're doing something that benefits society, like you're trying to get a good job, you're trying to work on yourself, you're doing something productive, then she needs to support that if she's your woman. If she's not doing that, she ain't the woman for you. There's much more going on underneath the hood than meets the eye. I've experienced this. Unfortunately, that happened. But it came down to that. What's more important? Well, what's more important is me getting a career that I'm going to have for 25 years and a hell of a nice retirement. I have to work my ass off for that. At the beginning, you know, things were said. She was supportive, right? She said those things. When it came down to it, no. Unfortunately, that wasn't the case. So you need to be the alpha. You need to make the decision. Am I going to be with a woman that supports me and help and makes me better? Or am I just going to tolerate this and enjoy the sex? Because let's be honest, gentlemen. Good sex, we overlook a lot of really negative things for good sex, don't we? Yep, thinking with the wrong head. That's been our weakness for centuries, right? But when it really comes down to it, when the rubber meets the road, you got to have people in your corner that support you, and they don't just say it, they act it. You know, they act on it. Actions speak louder than words. You know, I mean, obviously that's a term that's used. That's like almost overkill, but it's so damn true. By your woman's actions in hard times, is she supporting you? And if she's not, then you need to ditch her. Easier said than done, but that's what you got to do, flat out. Women, if you're listening, you got to support your man. If you don't support his goals, then what are you doing with him? And this kind of goes back into the last segment. If his goals aren't important to you, then like I said, who made you queen? Why is his goals not important to you? If you're with this guy and you care about him, what's your problem? How come you're not backing him up? If you have a good man, I know for a fact he's backed you up. Time to reciprocate. If you can't reciprocate, then what's your deal? What selfish motive do you have that's keeping you with him? Because it sure is an honesty. You need to be honest with yourself. If you're a person that's just with somebody because you can't be alone, all right, fine. But don't waste his time. value his opinions, value his goals, back him up. If he makes a mistake, give him a break. You think he wants to make mistakes on purpose? He doesn't need you there telling him every single mistake he made. I'm sure he's well aware of it before you even address it. That's what we need. Those are the, you want to talk about the little things that make a big difference to a man? Those are the little things that make a big difference. Words of encouragement, support, honest support. That's what I'm getting at. That's the meat and potatoes. So, alpha males, that's what I'm saying. You need a woman that is going to support you when it comes to these things. So, get it. It's yours for the taking. If she's not able to do it, well, guess what? There's more. There's more than one woman. If you think, oh, this is the woman for me, I'm never going to find another woman like her. Uh-huh. Right. That's what that one guy said that was married and he's divorced now, right? That's what he was thinking. Right? But that's what we truly need. That's what we truly need, guys. That's just the way it is. So, you know, back on this marriage stuff. You know, or what, that's what we're talking about. What am I saying? I just kind of got lost. I went into another dimension there for a second. Sorry about that. I'm back. But, you know, on this marriage stuff, I mean, it was just like the quote said. I mean, I copied that because it was just so true. You know, it doesn't fall in line with natural law. You know, marriage existed because times were tough and you needed to be with somebody to survive with them. I get that. That's not the case anymore. So why are you doing it? Why are you getting into a bad business decision with somebody and you don't really know? I mean, let's be honest here, guys. You're not the same person that you were 10 years ago, even 5 years ago. What makes you think that the person that you're marrying is going to be the same person that you're marrying? How many times have you heard, well, I don't even know who they are anymore? It's because people change. You're taking a huge risk whenever you're getting married to somebody because they're not going to be the same as when you married them. Happens all the time. Are you willing to deal with that? Can you handle basically being with somebody else? Well, I don't, for me, that's a big no. I want to know what I'm getting myself into. And it better stay that way. But guess what? We're humans. We change. We grow. We change for the better. We change for the worse. But we do change. That's the one thing that's constant in this life, is change in taxes. So again, why are we getting ourselves into these contracts where the person that we're marrying isn't even going to be the same person that we end up, that you're ending up with in 10 years. It's like you have an expired date on yourself. This person's only going to be this way and, you know, for 5 years. And after 5 years, you got to toss it out and get a new one. I mean, I don't know. Maybe I've heard someone say that marriage needs to be like, you just need to be under contract for like each year. It's a year of contract. You can renegotiate terms at the end of the year. That's not a bad idea, actually. Let's do that and have people, you have to get a license to have kids. So it's always the dumb ones that are breeding, right? So we can add that into the deal. We can have year-long marriage contracts, and then we can have having childbirth licenses and have stipulations for that. But yeah, I mean, I don't know. I don't see the benefit from a man's standpoint to get married. I just don't see it. Yes, there's tax incentives, and yes, you know, if you're dying in a hospital, your wife gets to see you and all that kind of stuff. But let's be honest. If you're in the hospital and you know, and it's your time to go, it's your time to go. Your wife isn't going to save you. You know, so all right, big deal. To me, those are minor things compared to, you know, those are the minor positive things that you experience and you have so much more negative. That's just me. What do you guys think? Email me at thelostart@yahoo.com. Let me know what you think. Let me know if you think the two E's are way off center. What if you agree with the two E's? Give me an example when you experience the two E's in your dating life, men. Give me an example of a time where you're like, well, this woman's crazy. I'm never going to be able to please her. She has way too high expectations and she's entitled. Or how many times have you been in a relationship where you've done something nice for her and it's expected all the time? Right? Give me an example of that. I want to hear. I want to hear what you guys have to say. So, again, email me at thelostart@yahoo.com. As always, thank you for listening to me. I appreciate it. Get the word out. Tell your friends. Guys, if you have a guy that's struggling, help a brother out. Get him on the show. Let's get him on the right track. All right? So thanks a lot. I appreciate it. And as always, join me here on The Lost Art next time.